knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. Dean, Dean, Dean on the phone. Dean, Dean,
you added an additional lyric, Wendy. That was beautiful.
Hi, Dean on the phone.
That's the album version of the song.
The extended
Dean on the phone version.
Extended dance mix version of Dean.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Coming to you live from Terminal 3 at beautiful O'Hare Airport.
Where are you headed, Dean?
I'm going to New York City where my flight was just canceled.
What?
No, why?
Apparently they're having some weather issues in New York. Apparently it's raining and anytime anybody sneezes at LaGuardia, they shut the whole airport down. So.
They do? Wow.
Yeah, so I'm on some wild journey. Somehow I'm on some sort of connection that's going to Tahiti first and then to the Soviet Union, even though there is no Soviet Union anymore. and then back to Midway. And then to LaGuardia. I don't know.
Seems like strange routing.
That's the best route. Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever they decide is best for you. I have to tell you.
And it's inconvenient because you know when I travel, I always wear my lucky sombrero because it's so easy to travel with.
Right.
So it's extra difficult today.
The cool thing, if you've ever been with Dean when he wears his lucky sombrero, is he puts guacamole in the brim. So if you have some chips,
just
dip in all through the trip. It's fun.
Sometimes I turn it upside down and I put the guacamole in the part with the head, and the chips go in the around the edges of the sombrero.
That's so much fun.
I want to travel with you.
Love that. Yeah, that would be fun.
Dean, I saw A Star Is Born the other day,
and
I liked it a lot. But here's the part I want to tell you, and I mentioned this on the air. I did not expect to fall in love with the acting styles of Andrew Dice Clay.
How about it?
He was really good in it. I never thought I'd say that.
I the only film that I ever walked out on was an Andrew Dice Clay movie called Ford Fairlane.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Yeah, that was in his, Little Miss Muffet set on a Tuffet era.
Hickory Dickory Dock. Whoa!
Right, yeah. Right. But he's so good in this movie. That's part of what makes this movie work on every level to me is it's not only Bradley Cooper, who is amazing, and Gaga, who is amazing, and the music and the direction, but Andrew Dice Clay is great. How about Sam Elliott?
Yes.
Sam Elliott is great in everything. He's so good in this movie.
Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle, and the list goes on of like supporting actors and little side stories, everything that works perfectly and blends perfectly. And what did Wendy think of the movie?
I am going to see it, I believe, Saturday night after some cocktails with my neighborhood friends.
A bunch
of girls are going to go see it because I can't get Jimmy Mack to see it with me.
Oh, really? Really?
Well, I didn't ask him.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe.
That would have something to do. A little bit ironic, don't you think, Bill, that she's going to have drinks before she goes to see this movie?
Of course.
Why?
Well, because it's a guy whose life is ruined by that sort of behavior.
Well, I'm not going to overdo it. I'm not going to ruin my life before the film.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, well, whatever. I can't wait to see it. I really can't.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. I stick with what I've said, what I said last week. Best movie of the year so far. What I'm headed to New York for is a couple of other movies that are coming out. One is Melissa McCarthy's new movie. Called Can You Ever Forgive Me? And it is a straight-up drama.
Is that because she was in that crazy Muppet movie before that? Is that why the name of this movie is?
Yeah, we should be asking forgiveness for that because that was so bad. But this is a true story of a writer who forged personal letters of famous other writers and made a tremendous amount of money doing so, but it's very gritty. It's a little bit dark. It's not like we've seen Melissa McCarthy in any other movie before. So I've actually seen the movie already. I like it very much. I'll talk to Melissa tomorrow. And Gerard Butler's got a new movie coming out. It's called The Hunter, The Killer, or this movie is just like every other movie I've ever made. That may be the name of it. I haven't seen it yet, but just based on the you know, the hunter or killer or something, it sounds like, you know, he's a man seeking revenge.
Oh, and I guess Liam Neeson was busy.
Liam Neeson was busy.
Do me a favor. Just go back to Melissa McCarthy for just a second, because I have to ask you a question. Who do you think of actors and actresses that were known for comedy and said, look, I'm an actor, I know you know me for comedy, but I'm going to do drama. Who do you think has pulled that off the best?
I don't know if more successfully, but Jim Carrey, I think, is an incredible dramatic actor. He's been quite good in some movies that just really never took off, unfortunately for him.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Excuse me for interrupting. I'm sorry, Dean. But have you? If speaking of Jim Carrey, he's in this Netflix original Kidding. It's amazing.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard great things about it, and it was just renewed. Also,
good.
He just got another season of it, but I've heard that he's quite good in that. I thought Adam Sandler was great in a couple of serious movies that he did. Punch Drunk Love, am I remembering that correctly? Spanglish, yeah. I mean, more than the usual kind of Adam Sandler fare. I'm trying to think of who are some others, Bill, that
Tom Hanks
remember?
Comes to mind right away, because in the early days, Tom Hanks only did kind of sophomore comedies and Bosom Buddies, and then all of a sudden he pulled off some dramatic roles that were just stunning.
Right.
So
yeah, won an Oscar for Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, and Bill Murray, I'm going to throw him in there too, because his first few dramas, I went, wow, can he act? I didn't expect that.
Right. Yeah, I would go along with both of those. I think it's probably easier for comedic actors to do drama than the other way around.
Oh, probably, yeah. All right, Dean Richards is our guest. He'll tell you about new movies coming out this weekend. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dean Richards. He's at the airport. He's headed to New York. But there's a couple movies he needs to tell you about that are opening this weekend. First Man. Let's start with First Man, Dean.
Yeah, this is the one with Ryan Gosling, the reteamed Ryan Gosling and Academy Award-winning director Damien Chazelle. They did La La Land together, and now they are telling the story of astronaut Neil Armstrong, the famously private, who was the first man to go land, first man to walk on the moon on July 20th, 1969. And it's the story that takes you back about 10 or 12 years before that ever happened, and what Neil Armstrong did, first as a test pilot and then as a young astronaut, the projects that he was involved in before the Apollo mission was ever even conceived. But what I really like about this, I mean, you know, if the movie was just that, it pretty much would have been Apollo 13 or other space movies that we've seen before. This one really digs into the inner demons of Neil Armstrong, the personal and professional price that he paid, and the price that his wife, played by Claire Foy in this movie, and his children pay in this movie. Also, if that's all this movie had done, it still would have been very interesting, but you add the considerable skills of director Damien Chazelle in this movie, who gives you such incredible detail and gritty nuance. I have never felt like I was in a space capsule before, despite all the space movies that I've seen before, and what it feels like and what it sounds like and what it must have been like, especially back in the 1960s when this incredible space race was going on between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. He gives you a dimension and a feeling like we've never had before. One of the things that I really liked about this movie was once Apollo 11 does land on the lunar surface and the first steps are taken down onto the step, and it's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. When you see the shots of Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon, director Damien Chazelle shot those scenes with IMAX cameras, special IMAX cameras, which gives you a bigger, broader, more panoramic view if you are watching it on an IMAX screen, which is, I hardly ever say go to an IMAX theater, almost always, you know, any kind of theater is fine to see these movies. But this is one for those scenes that are on the lunar surface where, boy, does it ever make a difference. It just, it draws you into this picture. So it's the direction, it's, you know, the technical issues and the visual feast. The performances are great. The story is really great. I'm also giving this a Dean's List A.
Nice.
I really like this quite a bit. Now, I just also want to say one thing about this movie,
yeah,
because there's been a lot of talk
about the flag scene.
About the flags,
yeah,
in this movie. There have been people saying this is an unpatriotic movie, that they did not show the scene where they show Neil Armstrong planting the American flag into the lunar surface.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Neil Armstrong actually planting the flag into the surface, but there is a very clear and bold and proud scene of Neil Armstrong standing next to the space capsule with the American flag planted into the lunar surface. So while you don't actually see the motion, the flag is there, and flags are all over this movie.
Sure.
The people have been saying, oh, they didn't put the American flag on any of the astronauts' spacesuits or their uniforms. That's completely untrue. That there are no flags in this movie, completely untrue. The people who are criticizing this film for that clearly have not seen this movie, or they would know how wrong they are.
Lock her up, Dean. Lock her up.
lock somebody up.
Lock somebody up.
It's patriotic, and it's bold, and it shows the courage of these astronauts and the dedication of these astronauts in NASA. I love this film from start to finish.
I can't wait to see it. It looks fantastic. Tell us about Bad Times at El Royale.
Bad Times at El Royale is sort of a Quentin Tarantino-like story of seven misfits. They all happen to converge on this one hotel that has seen better times. They all have backstories. They all have secrets in their past, and all of it interacts. It's sort of a Quentin Tarantino-like black comedy, sort of film noir-ish styled movie. I didn't love it as much as I loved First Man or, say, Star is Born, but I did like it. It's quirky. It's weirdly entertaining. So, I mean, if you like kind of quirky, weird movies, I think you're going to like that one. Dean's List B, I said. I don't know if I said or not.
Dean's List B, Bad Times Drill.
Yeah.
And we only have a second, but The Hate U Give is the other big title being released this week.
Yeah, The Hate U Give is being previewed at the Chicago Film Festival tonight, which started last night. But it's tonight's feature. George Tillman directed it. Bob Teitel is the producer. Two Chicago former Columbia College guys. And it's a Black Lives Matter story about an African-American family trying to deal with a shooting that is taking place of a teenager. And it's the story of kind of reconciling, trying to keep this family together and trying to do the right thing for the community. It's powerful. It's important. Really well done. Great ensemble. Dean's List A on that one.
Wow.
Excellent. Very good. Dean,
yeah, so
great.
Some good movies. The Oscar movies are starting to come out.
Yeah, it seems. Fly safely, and we'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
I've already got my shoes and socks off. I can't wait to get
That'll
on the plane.
Fun.
Oh, God. Tell Melissa McCarthy I love her.
I will do that.
All right.
I'm sure she'll send back similar salutations.
She will. I know she will. Thank you, Dean. That's
okay.
Dean Richards.
Safe travels.
We're going to take a break, and then Wendy and I are going to the stream, and many of you have texted in some great answers. I said to Dean, of all the comedic actors and actresses who did comedy and then tried drama, who do you think are the best? Well, you guys all came up with some great ones. We'll discuss some of those with you on the stream.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here.